Washington Township School Superintendent Joe Bollendorf says it was a common practice from the 1960s to the 90s for rubberized gymnasium floors to be manufactured with a compound called phenylmercuric acetate.
Pretty much any synthetic floor that has been installed likely has mercury in it if it was installed 1960 or beyond.
As the compound breaks down, the floor emits mercury vapor, a neurotoxin. Bollendorf says extensive testing shows the mercury levels well below the state standard. To reduce them further, he says they've lowered the thermostats and increased ventilation.
We are currently right now running our HVAC system 24/7, and we are running that at 68 degrees and 50% outside air.
Bollendorf says plans are in place to move activities outside or to another part of the building if the system conks out, but that's just for the short term.
The district's committed to taking steps to eradicate this completely. I think that we won't be satisfied until we have a zero reading. So Wednesday night, the board will come together for a special meeting where the administration will unveil a plan that we could possibly replace all of these gym floors this summer.
The meeting starts at 5:30. Molly Daly, KYW News Radio.